facilities in Oklahoma are being considered for immigration detention. Applications are open for a program that provides high-speed internet access to underserved areas. And two more locations in Oklahoma are recognized for their historical significance. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, July 18th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A company that still owns some recently closed private prisons in Oklahoma is eyeing a return to work with federal officials for immigration detention. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports the move is drawing criticism.
Gabriela Ramirez Perez is the immigration policy analyst for the Oklahoma Policy Institute, a center-left think tank. She's also the co-author of a recent report about the private prison sector's role in immigration detention. Beyond a torn history of private prisons in Oklahoma, Ramirez Perez says the need to hold detained migrants expressed by companies like CoreCivic is inflated by harmful state and federal policies.
I would say definitely the need for increased detainment is artificial because really the majority of people being held do not have any criminal convictions.
Federal data shows that on average this month, 71% of people detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, had no prior criminal record or were booked for some other immigration violation. And that number has spiked since President Trump took office. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
In an email statement, CoreCivic Public Affairs Manager Brian Thompson says his company's mission is to help the government fix problems it can't handle alone while helping create safer communities. More than 400 Maltese and Maltese mixed dogs were seized from a breeding facility in Stroud this week. Grayson Wheeler reports the dogs are now receiving care at multiple humane societies and rescues around Oklahoma.
A social media post from Humane Society of Tulsa, which was involved in the rescue, says the conditions at the breeder were, quote, horrific, with high ammonia levels, crowded enclosures, and cockroaches and rats running over the dogs. Volunteer-based animal rescues Skiatook Paws and Claws and Oklahoma Westie Rescue have been calling attention to the situation on social media since Saturday. The breeder, Ad Love Pets LLC, has been registered with the state of Oklahoma since 2007. Oklahoma pet breeding operations are required to receive annual state inspections, which have been under the purview of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry since 2012. An ODAF spokesperson says the final decision to seize the dogs rests with local law enforcement agencies, which decided to act after an inspection this week. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma Broadband Office is opening another round of Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, projects. Anna Pope has details.
In all, the funding is about $768 million to pay for new internet infrastructure, including fiber optics and low-Earth orbit satellites. Oklahoma Broadband Office officials say the BEAD program fills gaps and provides internet access to some Oklahomans without the fastest service. Last year, the Oklahoma Broadband Governing Board officials say investments will provide reliable and faster access to 70,000 homes, farms, and businesses. When the applications are closed, the broadband office will score projects and submit a final proposal to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration by September 4th. Internet service providers have until July 23rd to submit applications. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma has two more sites on the National Register of Historic Places. Sally Verando has more about the property's significance.
Oklahoma has nearly 1,500 sites on the register, including two new additions. During the early 20th century oil boom, housing in Seminole was in short supply. The Van Sanford Apartments were the first permanent apartments built there in 1929. After being damaged in a 2022 tornado and being declared a public nuisance by the city, the property is being restored for new tenants. The Moton School in Taft, Oklahoma, was built in 1949 and is still a community gathering spot. Taft began as an all-black town. Oklahoma's Historic Preservation Office says the Moton School Campus Historic District is evidence of racial fulfillment and self-realization during the Jim Crow era. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.